Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, boys.
Yes.
And women.
We want to get rid of... We want to be a little happier right now. No more crappy Detroit sports talk.
I'm not exactly sure this makes for happy talk.
Okay.
I just wanted to get this off my chest. Tony, I don't know if you can relate. Stoney, I don't know. Well, Stoney definitely can't relate. Maybe Heather can.
Oh, okay.
So we haven't gone grocery shopping in a long time just because of the holidays and whatnot. So my wife makes this massive list. I mean, we're talking about stuff I've never even heard of that she wants me to go pick up at the grocery store. And after I got done with the show yesterday, the plan was to go together. Mm-hmm. I was tired, and I know how things go when I go to the grocery store with my wife. They go awful. My wife will stand there and look at the calories and look at the points and look at the ingredients while I just want to get the hell out of there because I get claustrophobic. So I go to Alice, and I'm like, honey, I love you. I'm going to take this list, and I'm going to go by myself. So I took this massive list. I go to the local grocery store. I must have gone down aisles 3 to 4 times looking for crap that I've never heard of, like protein drinks and noodles that you buy specifically in the pasta section for soup that I couldn't find, mind you. I was so pissed. It took me 2.5 hours. And by the end of it.
2.5 hours?
Oh, my God. The bill was like $250. We had nothing in the house. At the end of it.
Sounds like
I was ready to just tip the cart. And roll over. Nobody knew where anything was in the place. And then, of course, at the very end, I go to the self-checkout because I didn't want to wait in a line.
Oh, you're not one of those people, are you?
And people are pissed behind me because I have like 400 items. And yes. I'm like,
oh, Jamie would shoot you. My wife is okay with that because she thinks she's really good at U-Scan. Doesn't make a difference how many. It's still faster, according to her.
I agree with that.
I'm not okay with that. There's 12 items or less.
No.
If you've got more than 12
items.
No,
There's no sign that says that, Tony.
There's no limit. I know. I understand that.
I was told there was no limit.
And I'm a very fast bagger and scanner.
The problem is...
I can be in and out, even if I have a cart full. Faster, yes.
The problem
yes.
is the stupid weight scales. You have to keep everything on the weight scales, and if you don't, please put the object back on. Oh, I wanted to strangle the damn inanimate machine. So it got me thinking. I got two things.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was brutal. Number one, what is the one place that you absolutely despise when your wife, girlfriend, husband, whoever, significant other makes you go there? Mm-hmm. That's number one. And number two, I want to clear something up for my wife. This is specifically for her. Because maybe I'm the only one. Is it possible for a man and a woman to coexist at the grocery store together?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Kyle and I go grocery shopping together almost every day.
My wife and I almost get a divorce.
Grocery shops like
every time.
We don't go very often.
We get small things.
We don't go.
Well, Stoney's got a butler that goes.
No. Believe me, my wife goes a lot. She loves to go. And sometimes I'll go with you. She goes, nah. So okay, fine. But there are times when we do go together for not for like a huge amount of stuff. But I'll always sit there. She'll go down one aisle, and I'll tell me something that you need, and I'll go get it to make it faster. So of course she'll tell me a couple things. I find them, and then there's something that's really not that healthy that I find on the way.
And then you get a Twitter alert, and you go back to your wife. And you're like,
no,
honey,
no.
Can you believe Ryan Sandberg?
No,
is that?
No. But I'll pick something else off the shelf and put it in the cart, and then when we're at the checkout, she goes, where did this come from? What do you think? Come on. Who else wants Oreos or something like that? So to me, when I do go with my wife, it's my only chance to really get some good, unhealthy snacks in the house.
I can go shopping with Tracy. It's not a problem. I'm like Stoney, though. I'm the guy who adds the extra stuff to the basket. She goes in with a set list knowing exactly what she wants to get, and I'm the guy who will throw in ramen noodles at the last minute, or I'm the guy who will throw in raisins or craisins, you know, cranberry raisins.
That sounds rather healthy, I must say.
I'm trying.
I love craisins.
They're very good. Mm-hmm. I'm the guy who throws in the extra. I'm the guy who will get the extra gallon of milk, even though we may only be halfway down.
Dude.
I'm the guy who does
I'm the guy as my wife shops. I'm the guy, like Stoney, I'll try to help out. but I find myself getting claustrophobic and I have an internal clock. And once it reaches like 35 to 40 minutes, I need to get the F out of there. And then I get frustrated and we end up fighting. And again, she serves me divorce papers. So like, I don't think it's possible, at least for me, to go grocery shopping with her. So that's why yesterday I'm like, I'll go by myself. But when I was done, I was exhausted.
There are times where we'll go to Meijer and she'll get some food and then she'll get some other stuff like clothes for the, you know, some socks, whatever.
And you just want to yell, let's go.
No, I was saying, you know what? I'm going to stand in line. I'll go stand in line and wait for her to show up so we don't have to wait more.
Stoney's right, because the easiest thing to do is to separate when you're at the grocery store. Go one place, she goes another place, and you do it, and it gets done twice as fast.
Yes, I agree. Sometimes we'll just get our own cart.
Yep.
Because we eat so differently, too. He's on his own mission. I'm on mine. I'm like a well-oiled machine in a grocery store. I know exactly what I'm getting. I am in and out.
You go to the same one
speedy
all the time, so you know exactly what aisle.
Yes, so I know exactly what aisle. I know everything I want, and I am in and out.
Yep.
And I like to go because I can do it so efficiently.
That's the thing, Jeff.
Wow.
If you go with Allison.
Makes me feel awful about myself and our relationship personally.
If you go with Allison, go separately. I mean, go together, but then separate.
Right.
Get a list. Get your stuff. Give her a list. Get her. Let her get her stuff.
No, but see, Tony, the issue is, and I love my wife to death, and if she's listening, I love you, honey. I really do. But the issue is, I will take my half of the list, rip it in half, right? Mm-hmm. And I will take my half, and I will be like, you know, Speedy Gonzalez, and I will go down every aisle. I boom, 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 boom. And I'll go back to my wife, and she'll still be in the same aisle looking at the amount of protein and calories that are in a certain thing. And she's like, well, should I get this one or this one? And I want to just, with all due respect, knock it out of her hand and say, anyone is fine. Food is food.
But it's like, if you mentioned points and things like that, if you're doing Weight Watchers, because there were a time when I was on Weight Watchers, I would take a while, too, to make sure, you know, you sit there and scan to see how many points there are. Yeah, you do that. If you're on a strict diet.
I truly believe it ruins marriage. You know, people say, like, money ruins marriages. People say, right? And like, I'm sure, like, adultery ruins marriages.
Yeah, I think so.
I think going to the grocery store together ruins marriages.
What about committing adultery in the grocery store?
Well, I mean, that probably ruins marriages, too.
248-539-9797-9713-6 of the ticket text. Do you have any grocery store angst with your significant other? To me, it's fine. Actually, the worst thing is if there are times where she'll send me for stuff and they don't have exactly what she wants, so I'll get something similar and I know, well, I better be sure. So I'll take a picture of it, text it to her, make sure it's okay. I've done that. You're looking at me like I'm nuts.
This takes time, though. I want to get out of there.
Okay, I get that, but it takes time. But it's better in the long run for your sanity to get the order correctly rather than being yelled at when you get back.
That's true.
Right?
I mean, but come on. The other thing, too, is that I get accused of. Like, I'm like Stoney in this regard. We'll go to the grocery store, and there might be a game on that, like, I don't need to watch, but I'm just curious. So as my wife checks various ingredients and compares
you're
boxes
watching the game
and labels,
on the phone?
I might be exactly. And then she looks at me, and she's like, ugh. You always have to be on that phone. I know Tom's disgusted at me right now, because he probably agrees with my wife, but, like, it's just not healthy for us to go together. It just isn't.
See, I look at it, it's quality time together sometimes.
I don't think, though, there's anything worse than going to, like, a mall and going clothes shopping with your significant other.
Yeah, that
or
sucks.
Going, so I went to Bordine's the other day because they were having a huge holiday sale on all their items. And, of course, I took Colin with me. And I think that is probably the worst thing because he doesn't really care about Christmas decorations on sale, but I do. And for him, that's probably much worse than going grocery shopping.
You know, you raise a great point. When you are forced to go with your woman, man, whoever, to the store, the mall, and you have to sit there while she tries something on, I got to tell you, like I don't, when I try something on in front of her, I'm like, what do you think? She's like, yes or no. Like, oh, man.
That's the worst.
Oh,
that's far worse than going grocery shopping with your significant other.
If we go to the mall, especially it's usually the kids too, and they're in a store trying stuff on, I'm outside waiting.
Yeah.
I remember I had a girlfriend when I was in college or after college in Long Island, and she used to always, we'd go to like Lowman's or Sims or one of those stores.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay, and she'd be there forever, and there'd be a section, there'd be like against the wall, there'd be like eight chairs, and guys would be sitting there just reading the newspaper, waiting for them to be done. And it was like, really?
It drains all your energy.
Horrifying.
Yeah, and you feel, in some ways, you feel guilty that you're not getting anything. Like the other night.
When we were getting something. You're just getting to get out of there eventually.
Well, we were in Florida, and we had in Delray. There's a lot of restaurants in Delray. So we put our name in. It was like a 45-minute wait, but there's a lot of stores. So we went shopping. And we go to Cindy and the kids, and we would go to the store, and they're trying on stuff. I'm sitting there. What the hell am I going to do? So I go and... I felt guilty, so I found a shirt, tried it on, looked good. I said, yeah, I don't need another shirt. But I just killed time while they were trying stuff on. 248-539-9797. 97136 is the ticket text. Michael in Bloomfield Hills, thanks for holding.
Hey, this is Michael, and I have to agree with Jeff. I was a nuclear submarine officer, and we were locked underwater, no communication at all for 70 days straight. But I can't do more than 35 minutes shopping. My head feels like it's going to explode. I've got to get out of there.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
What submarine were you on?
They're both razor blades now. USS Mariano G. Vallejo was a ballistic missile firing submarine, and the San Lance was an attack submarine.
Well, thank you for your service.
My pleasure. Good show, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Wow.
Michael knows what's up.
Yeah.
I mean, but when you're shopping for something you want to shop for, it's so much easier.
Yes.
I mean, you can last longer than 35 minutes at a store you want to be in.
Right.
When
you have the list.
I added the ending just so you couldn't say that.
When you have the list, you don't know, you aren't sure which aisles, what. So you're haphazard going from aisle to aisle to aisle to aisle because you're going, in order of the list. Right. All right. Enough of that crap.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.